Here's one that's interesting as well. It's from the New York Post. It says, you're not imagining things. Junk food does give you a hangover. Of course, I think we're all familiar with the idea of having a hangover. Typically, that's something that happens when people have too much alcohol and they wake up the next day and they don't feel well to varying degrees. And that's usually how it's what is meant when the word hangover is used. But they say you can have a junk food hangover. Heads up, they say, who has feasted on a junk food mountain at night, then woken up feeling as terrible as if they'd had too much to drink? Have you ever done that? You ever been in that position? I have to say, I think that I have kind of had that happen to me a time or two. Not proud of that, but I have been there. They say, well, it turns out there's a reason for that, because a junk food hangover is an actual thing. They say, that's right, binging on burgers or chowing down on street meat can leave you feeling as awful as if you'd had a massive night out on the town. Some of the symptoms, headaches, bloating, and a mouth drier than a desert are all side effects of the evening spent munching junk. So what's the reason? This is interesting. They say, well, according to Dr. Jay Kummerl, who you've pumped too much fat and sodium into your body, and that's the reason you can wake up feeling not so great. Too much fat, too much sodium going into the body. They say the gut can take up to 12 hours to break down fat, and during that time, you'll probably feel heavy, tired, and unenergized. On top of that, too much salt will make your gastrointestinal tract yank water out of the rest of your body. That leaves you feeling dehydrated, which is why your tongue will be dry and you'll have that horrible headache. So it's interesting to see some of the reasons for these things, because I think we've all woken up a time or two at least and felt that way. And sometimes probably because of what we've eaten. Maybe not in every case, but in a lot of cases, it's probably true. And the dehydration is a big factor. The body has to process all that fat and sodium, as they said, and that yanks the water out of the rest of your body. That's why you have such a dry mouth and potentially a headache sometimes. And they say on top of that, dehydration can add to your lack of energy. That's something that I think if you've studied much into health, you've read about over the years, that is, if you're feeling tired, a lot of times the best thing to do is have a glass of water. And it's easy enough to go for caffeine or something like that. But a lot, like it says here, dehydration can lead to just being tired as well, having that lack of energy. So it is interesting. They say, so was that extra large burger and fries really worth it? They say one easy thing to do if you want to improve this situation is have some water after you have a meal like that. If you do go out and you have a burger and a fries or something that's a little more on the fatty side, especially that type of fat, have a lot of water. It helps to wash some of that out. They say make sure you have a glass of water before you go to bed at the very least, and it's probably a good idea to take your time getting ready the following morning. So it seems like they're saying if you're going to have a big meal out like that, you really have to plan the rest of your evening and day around it. Maybe be better to avoid it in the first place. I don't know. But sometimes I guess, you know, we do have meals like that, I guess, from time to time. They say by lunchtime, you'll probably be good to go as long as you don't run right back to the same type of meal again. But so that's interesting, this is the way the body handles some of these things. And apparently it is kind of a real thing, a junk food hangover. So it is something to consider. And I think that's one of the things that prevents a lot of people from having too many drinks is that they don't want to be sick the next day. And maybe that's something to remember, too, with eating and thinking, well, maybe I don't need all that today because I don't want to feel sick tomorrow. So pretty interesting write-up there from the New York Post.